The annual Idaho State University Martin Luther King Jr. March and Program will be held this coming Monday, January 20th, beginning at 1 p.m. at Holt Arena and ending at the Stevens Performing Arts Center. Marchers are encouraged to meet at the south side of Holt Arena at 12:30 p.m. The speaking portion of the event, which will be held at the Stevens Performing Arts Center, will begin at 1:30 p.m. This year's theme, Beyond Freedom. ASISU President Camden Kay and Vice President of Student Affairs Lynn Reddington will give remarks. Graduate student and KISU show host Christoph Kassoon will deliver the keynote address. In addition to the speaking portion of this program, ISU arts students Stephen Ifigger, an international student from Nigeria, will display a number of works of art. We'll learn a little bit more about Stephen and his artistic process next. Welcome to the studio, Stephen. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and how long you've been studying at Idaho State University.
I'm from Nigeria, the western part of Africa, the most populated black nation in the world. I was born in Lagos State, which is the largest city in West Africa. Lagos is like New York City. I grew up in Lagos. I went to different schools, primary schools, secondary schools, since I was five. I knew I could draw. For me, I kept drawing, you know, it was something I enjoyed doing. It came out easy for me, you know. I went to high schools that have good arts departments. So I was really exposed to a lot of arts, went for exhibitions, museums. So I actually realized that I could actually make a career out of arts. But actually, my parents never wanted me to go into that field. So instead of arts, they wanted me to read law. As God had it, I actually did apply for schools outside of my country, and I got an admission to Idaho State University to study arts and communication.
So you knew you wanted to study arts from the moment you came to Idaho State University?
Yeah.
There are some things that an artist has to have, though, other than talent, a lot of patience and just a keen eye and the ability to develop ideas and put things together, sort of like you do with your paintings.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about your mediums and how you put together. But these are mainly portraits of people. Talk about the oils and the collage materials that you use and the process that you start with when you create a painting or a piece of art.
Okay, first of all, I want to say art is expensive because I buy a lot of materials to be able to execute my ideas down. I don't actually sit down to say, oh, I want to paint something about this or something about that. I'm the kind of person that finds inspiration anywhere. When I see the picture, I feel like, oh, because art is a language, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This picture says something to me. It's something I can use to, you know, pass a message across. So I pick that idea. Whenever I go to the studio, then I compile those pictures together. From this picture, I take this idea, I take that idea, I take that idea, then I bring them up together. And then basically the most constant things in my work is the African fabrics, which I use to show my identity as an African, you know. And then the newspaper which plays together with the fabrics to create texture. And they also make social commentary for me because I like to make statements, you know, in my works. So you just grasp an idea of what I'm saying. So I actually purposely do that to make you curious, you know. So basically, my works are inspired by African issues in the history, in the present, in the future. Apart from painting or apart from art, I'm also somebody who is driven by intellect. I like to read books about race, Africans. I read biographies too. Most of the things inspire my work. I also love poetry.
Could we talk specifically about a piece that's going to be showcased at the art show on the 20th called King's Vision?
King's Vision.
And this really kind of sums up what you've talked about as far as coming up with an idea and how you translate that idea into your painting through a various use of painting, collage. There are words, African-inspired fabrics in this painting where there are four individuals. Is just outstanding. We're going to post a photo of this painting on our website along with a description. Now, this description that you've written here, is that something that you would be willing to share for us?
Yeah. Basically, the newspaper is a material, it's a symbol for colonialism. It's a Western symbol. It's not African.
Okay.
So the African fabrics is African. It's a clash of culture. So they both stand out as a major element in the piece, and they clearly represent my idea on clash of culture. The newspapers also play the role of knowledge and my familiarity with the broad language, English, as it is a colonial language.
Okay, so I want to also mention, so that, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. Day happening in conjunction with this exhibit. And this piece that we're showcasing here is called King's Vision.
Yeah.
This wasn't necessarily something you did for Martin Luther King Jr., but more speaking sort of about the culture in Africa.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what Martin Luther King, if you look deep in it, it's like part of the philosophy of Martin Luther King. Africans, he had a dream that the blacks are going to be kings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all related. So my works are basically Pan-Africanist.
So Martin Luther King Jr., of course, a great man in American history. What is the influence of Martin Luther King Jr. in Africa? Did you learn about his work and his ideals in Nigeria?
Yeah, while I was in, you guys called that elementary school, yeah. But yeah, I can still remember. So I had to learn a lot about Martin Luther King, what he stood for. It was all about rights, civil rights, justice, you know, all of that. And I think he had one of the best speeches. I mean, all of the things Martin Luther King stood for, I stand for black unity, black pride, peace. Even with other races, I mean, it's all about peace, love, unity, not just the black race as well.
Will you talk a little bit about growing up in Africa? For a lot of us who read international news or listen to the BBC, Africa is a continent that has been struggling with violence. Would you say that any of your artwork reflects some of the violence in the culture, or do you try to exclude that in your artwork?
No, I don't exclude that. For every term or semester, you know, I try to create pieces that are related to each other. I think one time I have actually I did a painting of Nelson Mandela. He actually broke apartheid in South Africa. He stood for peace, unity. He actually went to prison. All his struggles, at the end of the day, he became a president. And all of, so that's a beautiful story. That's an example of what a good leader should be all about. So I actually idolized him. And let's say in like 3-4 months, something happened in South Africa. They were actually killing Nigerians over there. They were killing people not from South Africa. For reasons being that they are taking their jobs, or they are criminals, or for different reasons, you know. It was a serious issue at that moment. So, and that was the time I had that event. So I saw that as an opportunity to actually bring my work there and talk about Nelson Mandela and talk about what was happening at that moment. As an artist, you know, when I start working professionally, like when I'm done with school, I think I would really like to touch issues like that, you know, because they are really important.
Well, I appreciate, well, first off, your artwork, but also your willingness to describe what's going on in these pieces.
Yeah.
I want to share your website where you have some pieces up. Highfigurearts.com. So that's spelled HIGHFAIRGAAARTS.com.
Yeah.
And we're going to link to that at our website, KISU.org, and you can look for King's Vision. Thank you so much for your time, Stephen.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Stephen's art will be on display at the Stephen's Performing Arts Center this coming Monday, January 20th, and is part of a Martin Luther King Jr. Day program beginning at 1 p.m. with the annual march from the south side of the Holt Arena at 1 p.m. to the Stephen's Performing Arts Center. Again, the speaking portion of that program set to begin at 1:30 p.m. For KISU, I'm Jamin Anderson.